All right, Token Smart Podcast, episode 3. Pretty sure it's 3. Damn, so much to recap this past week. So much coming up. We had another. I don't know if people are getting tired of like listening to us like talking about how we've been like crushing whip after whip after whip. But if they are, we got like more new news coming up to talk about with this Metalympics project that I've been trying to like keep under wraps for a little while. But we'll dive into it. But man, this past whip with Sinkus's shirt drop selling out again, and we got Maker's Place coming up this week. Being able to use this to start feeding into what will be the Metalympics and everything is just so much exciting stuff happening at the same time. Honestly, I don't even know where to begin. Can one of you guys help me out? Where do we start with like all the shit we got to cover? And we're sort of on a tight window because all of us are like super important now. And Matthew's like on important calls, to, you know, sealing deals before this that he's got to cram in. We got a meeting with Jin in VR chat afterwards to record some stuff to pull in a different audience in the metaverse, and just so much exciting shit going on. So y'all help me.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm picturing you like wiping your monocle off with your hand rag or your handkerchief. But yeah, I am, man. Last week I heard because I was listening to the chat and the, you know, our podcast follow-up one, the listening party one. I noticed you added some music scores to the front. I was like, oh, yeah, he's cleaning it up now. And didn't even mention anything about that. But I'm like, that's pretty big.
Dude, thanks. You're actually only like the second or third person that's ever mentioned it. After like weeks of Matthew like giving me a hard time for not having an intro, I was like, how did it never occur to me to just like plunk out 6 notes by myself on the guitar and throw it in the front and the back? And so sort of like a slipshod like quick stuff an intro in there. But yeah, man, we're big time now. We needed something
for real. Yeah, I really liked it last week, so I'm excited. We were able to work through, well, some of the preliminary minting stuff. I mean, but it was exciting because then, yeah, after I was going through the queue and I saw all the shirts and stuff trying to get them for Sinkus, I was like, oh, this will be interesting. I didn't even really totally understand what he was doing for the actual drop, so when it actually happened, I got in there and I definitely started, because I started anything that didn't have a bid on it, I just started putting bids on them. I'm like, oh my God, I want all these shirts. Then half of them go into bidding wars. A couple of them, I noticed I was able to get that a Gangnam shirt one, and there was like really no competition really for it. So I was like, all right, okay. What about you? I know you guys fought over some of the other ones too. I kept trying to go in, but then every time it was, right when my bid went through, then I'd see another bid over mine. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, I know Rizzle is probably, I heard the consternation over Discord from Rizzle's end, and he was just like grinding his teeth. I was in 2 different bidding wars myself, one for the No Shot shirt, and then the other for the VR rainbow one. They were both awesome shirts. I ended up only walking away with the No Shot one. I graciously gave Chippy Yogi the rainbow VR one just because it's kind of his thing. So Chippy Yogi, I let you win this time. Just know that I let you win this time. But yeah, it was so fun. And like, if you read Tubador's write up afterwards, his Substance, Style, and Zero Impulse Control article, he goes into kind of like the magic that happened there. And he was talking about how like on Super Rare and other like crypto art marketplaces that rely on these auction type experiences, that though they're really contact sports, but in those contexts on the art marketplaces, they're really limited to a select few individuals to engage in. But Sinkus's t-shirt project, which had like really, frankly speaking, really, really fair like basement levels to kind of get into, like anyone could bid for these. They're a couple bucks, right? And everyone got into a bidding war that wanted to. And from my perspective, bidding wars are one of like the magical experiences of crypto. They're really fun. They're really basic. They're really simple. And at the end of them, someone walks away victorious with something that they actually own. And a lot of people got to experience the bidding wars at Sinkus's. But more than that, I think it really highlighted the fact that the whip is a super, super powerful product launch platform. right? We saw it before with NoShot when he sold $1,200 of digital shoes. Cincas brought in over $800 in sales for his wearable drop at the Whip. And again, that's a function of the Whip funneling an amazing audience to these events, right? And we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with these native VR events. And I feel like anyone that has a digital good or a digital product, they need to pay attention to the space, because this is the next level and natural evolution of everything related to advertising, brand management, like cultivating a very strong, passionate community. Like what we're doing right now is at the forefront of all of that. And I'm super excited about that.
That's really exciting. You know, it's an interesting one, because it's different in, like, I've played on, you know, I've been in eBay before and stuff like that. And the problem with eBay, it's all anonymous. Everybody waits till the last second. So now it's like when somebody outbids you, you're like, ah, you asshole. Like, you get that sort of thinking. Whereas when it's a community thing, like,
we're about to echo this.
Yeah. But go ahead, like, man. Here, it's like when you outbid me, it's not like, ah, Rizzle, that asshole. It's like, ah, look at Rizzle, you got in front of it. You know, it's like, it becomes more of like a friendly competition thing, and it's a lot more fun talking about it afterwards. Whereas I could see if you didn't have that, then you're just angry that you lost, or maybe you went too far and you got buyer's remorse, right? But I didn't get any buyer's remorse from this whatsoever. It's like,
yeah,
no, it's super gratifying to like beat Easy in like a bidding war, or like me and Easy and like MK Dragon must like wear the exact same shirts in real life or something, because we were like right on the same page with every single. I felt like the three of us were just moving from like shirt to shirt to shirt and like entering bidding wars with each other, and finally at the very end, I won one. And it wasn't even one of the ones I won. I mean, it is cool, but at that point, I just wanted to beat Easy's ass, like, by the end of the thing. And that is, like, one of the really fun aspects of, like, the non-anonymous, like, or, you know, I guess we're all just, like, familiar with each other's screen names and everything. And I don't know, part of that magic will probably, like, go away as we continue to grow and become, like, less familiar with, you know, the people in our crowd who are as passionate about it as we are. But in the short term, it's always nice to like take a shirt off of somebody else's back when they're trying to get and just sort of stick it to them. And you know, on the flip side of things, like you lose a bidding war to someone like MK Dragon or Easy or something like that, you don't feel that bad, because you're like, you know, these are like good community people who you're happy to see it go to. And you know, it's like, you know, it's almost like if I'm not going to get it, at least like one of my buddies got it or something like that. So all that stuff is so fun. This drop this coming week is a singular art drop, correct? This is like a little bit different than what we've had going on up until this point with like the multiple you know, versions of items released and everything like that.
No, actually this week the drop has three individual pieces. And one is a super rare edition, and then there's the two other pieces are limited edition drops. And then just for context, Maker's Place is sponsoring the Whip this week, and the Whip will feed into this drop by a legendary comic artist by the name of Jose Delbo, who was responsible for drawing a lot of Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, and like a million other like recognizable famous figures in historical comic books. So there's going to be something for everyone, the whales as well as the minnows and like whatever's in between or whatever.
What, help me out, dude, because this I guess that's what I meant. This seemed like a little bit more of like a hefty drop, and like not taking away anything from like virtual shirts and shoes and everything, but this dude comes with like some serious credibility from the art world. Again, not taking anything away from like the box models and everything that have been dropped and we've funneled people successfully there, but this is like seems like different territory that we've previously been in. And I guess we're doing something similar with the Mark Render one, where you know, we got a very prominent artist coming on here and dropping some artwork. Do you have all the details, man? Like, spell it out. What's out there for the minnows?
Yeah, so the two limited edition drops, I'm not sure the number or the set for the second limited edition, but one will have like 50 pieces. So And I'm not sure if they're going to have an auction model or a fixed price sale for that one. All these details are still actually TBD. So I'll be speaking with Market Makers Place tomorrow morning to button up all these final details, in addition to figuring out like what the image that will wrap the Who What Wearable selfie backdrop with, which will also have like a superhero on there so everyone can at least get a picture with one of Dubbo's like amazing figures and pieces of art. But yeah, that'll all be TBD. But my understanding is that there's definitely going to be something for folks who want that sort of thing in their collection. If they do want it, they'll be able to collect at least something of the limited edition drops.
That sounds awesome. You know, it's for some reason it's making me picture those little kids amusement park thing where you've got like the fantasy characters with their face cut out and then you come and put your face in. We need to get a superhero and like stand up in CryptoVox, have your avatar standing behind it with his head through. Photo op.
It's fun, man. I took the one this past week for the Who What Wearables thing, and it's another cool. I mean, so many of these things are starting to happen like concurrently with the whip, especially now that we got like pre-party, the speakers, the after party. Like, I guess in my head, all this is basically like become the whip. And maybe this is like a good segue to start talking about the Metalympics, because this build is about to start happening, and it's going to be an awesome project. I kicked this idea to Jim like a while ago, before season one ended, and it just sort of got shelved because there was just so much going on and we were trying to tie up a lot of loose ends, and we had like our first two big sponsored whips like in the midst of all of this. And then I started talking about it with Matthew a couple weeks ago again, and Matthew was with it and circled back with Jim. And then all of a sudden we got a 21 plot Metalympics thing being built. What is actually going to be built is still somewhat to be determined, but the idea is that we're going to have like an Olympic event in the metaverse, cross metaverse. So maybe largely in crypto voxels on this giant Olympic, whatever you want to call it. But we've also got Mozilla Hubs. We've got Decentraland plots to work with. Plus, we're exploring partnerships with, you know, different platforms and companies who might want to sponsor teams and shirts and like all this stuff. So this is going to be really, really big. It's going to take on a life of its own. There's certainly conversations about having like a fall and a spring Metalympics, or a winter and a summer, or make whatever rules we want. And part of the idea in bringing this up now is to sort of like appeal to our listeners for any cool ideas they might have, because we all did, or at least a lot of us who are here listening did the thing after marble cards a while ago. So that was like a pretty good example of like the kind of thing we have in mind. Maybe like platform hopping is one of the events, but we got Voxel Architects queued up to like, you know how they roll. So we're gonna do it right and do it big. We just gotta fill in the details and come up with some like really fun and like cool shit for everybody to do. And the rough idea is to sort of have like qualifying rounds. So like over the course of say the 10 whips after the completion of the parcel, each whip is a qualifying round that then feeds into the actual event, the actual Metalympics event. And then we could also have like a decathlon category for like people who make all 10 qualifying rounds or something. I don't know. There's so many possibilities, like a million different directions to go. The appeal is certainly out there as well if people want to help us out or pitch in with this concept. But pretty excited for this to take on a life of its own. And it plays well with like all the stuff that we've been doing up until this point. So there's the concept, Vox Olympics. We got, or not, that was the original concept, is Vox Olympics, which became the Metalympics, because I think going cross worlds and cross dimensions is, you know, got its place as well. So that was a mouthful, but it's a cool idea. And we got a meeting with them tomorrow afternoon, Voxel Architects, in order to try and, you know, lay out some concrete ideas. So people listening, shoot us some ideas. If you guys probably have cool ideas that we haven't thought of, we've been sort of putting our heads together for about a week and a half now. and just sort of bullshitting and trying to toss some concepts around. So really excited to see how this one plays out. And I think we got like a long-term, like recurring, you know, event that you could totally see, especially in the world of COVID, like, you know, 5 years deep, you know, the Met Olympics sponsored by Coca-Cola or, you know, Pepsi, whatever you prefer. Seems like it's got legs, right? Coca's going to want their team to compete against Pepsi. That they're not going to let one of them just like run the table. It would seem like.
That's true. We're going to have to get a sponsored wearables and stuff like that and have brand tags all over the contestants.
Exactly, man. There's so many different directions you could go with it. If you wanted to have like team events or jerseys or like individual competitions and team competitions, or like if Scent wanted to sort of like what they did in Decentraland with the World Cup, if we wanted to have some things where like Scent mounts up their people, you know, and competes against you know, the Crypto Voxels team, and Somnium comes in with their squad. And I mean, not to mention being like ridiculously fun, it also seems like it could be like a really awesome event that really like ties the entire metaverse together, which is one of the reasons why I feel like it plays well with the Whip, because I think that's one of the really unique things that we're trying to accomplish, is being sort of like a central hub to all of these places.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the DCL Core like weekly roundup that they have. I guess everyone gets on a Zoom call and then they pipe it into Decentraland to Frankie Needle's build, and people check in, take a pulse of like what's going on in the DCL Core team, and then folks that are putting on the events, like what you're talking about, the Moonshot World Cup. With everyone that was involved. And well, I brought up and seeded the idea of the Met Olympics, and Nico, who's a member of DCL Core team, his eyes lit up and he really loved the idea. Everyone else loved like the idea too, save for the fact that the folks that were involved in the World Cup, which is like this 2.5, almost 3 week long event, which had an even longer build-up time, like they are just burnt out. Like they're dead. They've been pulling a 3 week bender. But the learnings from that are definitely teeing up DCL to become a really, really, really interesting host. I think maybe a couple weeks down the line to potentially set up an event over in DCL. Definitely focus more on the multiplayer aspect instead of like single player games. That's their key focus heading forward. Since the Moonshot World Cup was super fun as a multiplayer experience. And Bence Varga, the developer who put that together and currently has his own server to carry that game out, is focused on making another multiplayer game for the DCL world. But I'm excited to kind of incorporate the, like, if we do like a single event after every single whip, I think it would layer on, even if we have like a post-show event, like a drop or an exhibition or something else that like a sponsored host wants to do, having the Meta Olympic event as like an after show or something like that, where folks can continue to hang out, really engage in something that's super, super fun. I'm excited for that because like you mentioned again, like previous whip, Johan and his platform hopping game was insanely addicting, despite being super simple. And next week, Non-Fungibles has like a huge platform hopping game, which was kind of like, I think one of the, like, in addition to Rizzle's original idea, one of the reasons why we kind of like jumped on board with the Meta Olympics idea, because we can like add on to what Non-Fungibles are doing. Plus the fact that we have like NBA Top Shot next week, and then the soccer fantasy card game, So Rare, hopping on to talk about it. So like keeping with the sports theme is like a great way to kick off the Meta Olympics or something.
That sounds really interesting. Yeah, that it's funny, from a that Moonshot stuff is actually really fun. Unfortunately, yeah, me, because I'm a big gamer, a big FPS gamer and stuff, and I'm used to AAA games and stuff. So because I played on the OpenSea team for some of the things on the semifinal stuff. And I was like, holy shit, I should have practiced a whole lot more because I am horrible and this game is making me angry now.
Dude, I was just thinking like along those same lines as well, man. I was like, inevitably, it seems like if there's a team event, we should have a whip team. And then how embarrassing would it be for like one of us to just drag down the whip team or something like that? No, the Marvel cards thing was a great example of how, and I think the general idea of what we're going is like something like pretty user friendly and simple that anyone can pretty intuitively figure out, but fun. And, you know, with a group of us doing it, you know, I'm just imagining, you know, we can get Paradox recording videos of these things and we can post some podiums. So at the end of each of the qualifying events, we'll get some shots. I mean, it'll be great, like share worthy material, NFT trophies or medals or, so many different things we could roll into this whole thing. Yeah, in addition to it being like a legit thing that I think would be very appealing to sponsors and potentially turning this into like a, you know, money-making thing, to me it just sounds like so much fun. And being able to like do these things with like the same crowd of people that you know, and getting back to like the banter and like the trash talking and like all that stuff, like is I don't know. I live for that kind of thing. So pretty excited to start planning this. Really have no idea like how it's going to take shape or what the Voxel Architect guys have in mind in terms of how the build is actually going to unfold. Did you see the crypto? I was just thinking, because these are the Crypto Motors guys too. And I saw some video on Twitter over the weekend of them driving around. I don't know where it was. I think it was in Crypto Voxels. And I'm like, oh man, like this, that enters like a whole nother thing. If we got vehicles we can roll into this, whether it's in Crypto Voxels or somewhere else, you know, we got flexibility. I'm not sure if that was like a testing thing or where they're at with that.
Oh yeah, this Crypto Vox, Ben's this week has been multiplayer scripting week, and he's pushed out some improvements to the scripting API. And so we've gotten some like little tic-tac-toe multiplayer games working and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh man, this is, once that starts, things start growing really fast because the community is super creative. So you like, you give them a bone, they'll turn it into a, you know, a gourmet plate before you know it. It's like, what? So that's where the real power comes in. That's just why I would like these communities, right? The developers, the minute they give you something, everybody just runs all crazy directions you never would have thought of on your own. So I'm excited to see where that thing goes.
Hell yeah. I mean, the video I think you saw was where they're driving around maybe Sandbox, but I'm sure since Crypto Motors, the whole shtick is that like you buy one vehicle and you have that vehicle in basically every VR world that supports it. And Ben hopping on board saying, yes, I want that in CV. It's just like the best thing I saw in a long time. Being able to roam around in a Crypto Motor vehicle in CV. Oh my god, right? Dude, the metaverse. Seriously. Hells yes,
right? That's like so one, the next step in the metaverse. What do you guys think about Somnium? Like Jim and I were talking, and I know he said, Trizlet, you got a space, I guess, in Somnium next to Jim's, and he was talking about like we could have a Token Smart spot in Somnium, or potentially like him and you could work together. But I guess the question is like, is it, you know, since we've sort of diversified and have at least like one plot everywhere, Sandbox TBD, but that's in the cards as well. What do you guys think about? I know we were talking a bit about it with Sho last week, and I think Matthew, you sort of echoed the same idea in terms of like really, you know, repolishing the ones that we currently have. But in terms of like diversification, just having one in everything, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it's worth it. It's worth trying to build something and seeing what happens there. I mean, Somnium Space is, they are kind of pushing the envelope as far as graphical fidelity. Like it is really nice when you get in there. Some of their, you know, their in-world stuff and their interoperability, like he's adding, yeah, you've got the little browser on your tablet so you can jump into other worlds on your tablet and you can play whole video games in Somnium Space. You can, you know, Skype calls work in there. So I'm like, that's got a lot of cool stuff. But the one problem is that it's VR only. So with our current, you know, community that are involved in it, that's a lot of them might not be able to join us for that. So that's the one part that's sort of held me back. But I don't know.
I thought they had a client. No, it's totally VR only.
I think they have a client, but it's definitely not. So the biggest difference is that you can't direct teleportation stuff isn't a thing there, because the whole point of it is he wants to make it feel like a real living world. So, you know, you drop into the place where you start, and then you have to walk to wherever the destination is. And, you know, unless you got a lot of money, because price is starting to go up really fast, like your spot is probably, it's going to be a 20-minute walk to get to the spot, you know, and there's no way to get them there to be, you know, easily. So that's the sort of stuff that I could see like alienating a chunk of our community, but I'm not really sure how to work around it. I do think it's worthwhile to use their technology because they're doing some cool stuff.
The thing that I keep hearing about Somnium Space is they have like a weekly or at least a semi-regular community meetup where I know I was talking to Luke from Non-Fungibles. He has taken part in that a few times. And I've heard a few people talk about those meetups and have really, really great things to say about them. Of course, they all have VR headsets. So I feel like that is the huge constraint to properly experience that. Even if they have a client where maybe you can view things, the real special sauce would be being able to join in to those community meetups and seeing what they do, and then kind of like thinking how the whip could potentially like parlay off of that into like a show within Somnium. But I feel like right now it would just be like a fact-finding mission, maybe like a side quest of the whip for folks that have the headsets to kind of dive into Somnium Space, maybe around the time that they have those community meetups, or to sync their meetup with the whip so that like we can just funnel the folks that do have headsets, which is like a non-trivial number of people amongst the whip fam, into Somnium Space for that, because there definitely is magic there. But I don't think it's of a size or scale that would warrant like a deep investment at this point from the whip and Token Smart.
Yeah, I mean it's fun joining it. I've joined that quite a few times. And Artur, the CEO, he's a really cool guy, and he's willing to talk and show you around. So it's like usually those meetups you'll get in, they have an auditorium right near the starting point, so you can go and, you know, talk and get on stage. Sometimes you'll have music, a little dance party thing, you know. But then
how many people show up?
The ones I've been in, usually like 10 people, 10, 15 people. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let me ask you this.
He takes us on a field trip, starts walking around. He's like, follow me, and then shows us whatever new things he found, because he's wandering around his own world all the time.
is it possible, or would it be worth? So I'm sort of leaning in your guys' direction. It sounds like maybe not worth it at the moment, but I guess I'm just thinking like, so I don't have a headset, and I'm, you know, my hardware is middle of the road, but I'm like, you know, as a purely like user experience, if I was like attending the whip, I would think it would be cool to just like on a field trip, you know, go to Trislet's parcel just to like sort of enter Somnium Space and see, you know, just to sort of have an excuse and be shown around by someone who knows what they're doing and knows what it's all about. But saying all that to say, like, would someone like me like have a good experience who's just on like a mid-tier laptop with no headset, or would that be like a disaster in terms of like trying to organize a field trip or something like that at some point?
So the graphic fidelity is extremely high, and it's definitely requires probably, if nothing else, you know, an entry-level gaming computer even to run the 2D client.
Okay.
I mean, that's admittedly, if you jump on their Discord and talk to them, I mean, they'll admit that too. The whole point of the world is not to, you know, it's a social media thing, but it is, the point is that this is like top tier high end stuff. So it's cool in that respect for sure.
Cool. I mean, hey, that's their angle, and that's fine. I mean, there's got to be people taking that approach and everything. It seems like the direct opposite approach of CryptoVoxels. Their goal is to make it like accessible to everybody. And cool. Yeah, I was just curious to catch your guys' thoughts on it. I know I mentioned at the top, we're sort of on a tight window. We're going to hop into VR chat with Jin in a couple minutes and possibly record something in there. So I'm excited. Going in there last week was super fun. So I'm excited to see what he's got cooking up for us. There's so much that happened and so much happening. Anything obvious that we missed or I missed? People we got to shout out? Anything we got to touch before we wrap this up?
It's sort of a given at this point. I feel like Trippy Yogi really did an amazing job this week. I really liked his music at the pre-party. He always kills it though, so it's just become a of course he did. But
plus one to that. A shout out to Drew from MetaFactory for stepping in and being the project sponsor last minute last week's whip. I think getting more sponsors and just testing that side out and making our sponsor pool deeper, richer. It's a win for everyone, because that long term is what's going to start sustaining not just this whip, but for example, like the Asia Pacific whip or other whips that kind of like spring up around this. It's a really interesting glimpse into the future of making this more self-sustaining. And then shout out to Maker's Place for sponsoring this week's whip. We'll have Danny, CEO of Maker's Place, hopping on. Skeeny's going to be talking, an unannounced member or two from Maker's Place hopping in for potentially like a panel like talk, in addition to Casania, CEO of Save Die DeFi Project, Taylor Monahan from My Crypto, and then Joel from the awesome project Niftex, which is responsible for fractionalizing NFTs, which I think is a really, really cool concept. So they're all going to be on the whip this week. So another fire whip show in the works for everyone.
And shout out to Show. We sort of like botched his like thing this past week. Our bad dude, our newest member of the whip crew. Show is going to sort of hang with people afterwards, but Syncos's thing went a little bit longer than expected, and we didn't have like the formal transition really worked out or whatever. So, but Show has been a huge supporter of ours for a long time, and super happy to have him with the rest of the whip crew and everything. And we'll continue to work his role out. But yeah, shout out to the rest of the whip crew as well. And we'll be back soon. Yeah. With another fire whip this coming week. It's been awesome, guys. And I'll see you in like 5 seconds when we do the next thing.
Awesome. I think I'll stick with the banana from now on. That'll be me.
Right on. Yeah, man. You are the banana now in VR chat.
Later, boys.
All right. Later, y'all. Later.